Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Tuesday, January 17th, 2023. Today he is assuring us of the inevitability of our collective awakening very soon. Love in action is being massively demonstrated all across planet Earth. As you have been told so often, and increasingly frequently over the last few months, humanity's collective awakening is proceeding precisely on schedule, as divinely intended, and is indeed now very, very close. To be prepared to embrace this wondrous event, make sure you do not forget to take quiet time out, at least once daily, to just be, while holding the intent to be a channel or conduit through which God's love can flow most abundantly out through you to embrace every human presently incarnate. Each of you incarnated to do this at this moment in the awakening process, simply because you generously chose to assist in adding massively to the energy of love enveloping the planet. You are now bringing it to maximum effect as love continues to nudge or even shake people out of the dream state, the illusory sense of separation from your infinitely loving source. As you all know, separation is unreal. It's a game, and the game has become very bitter and twisted as the fear that all the players are experiencing as they engage with it has become completely unbearable. All the rules have been broken as individuals, teams, squads of people, and disenchanted factions within governments and large organizations, every one of whom has been most severely traumatized during their human infancy and childhood, have attempted to win by using any subterfuge that they imagine will be undetectable and thereby give them some enormous winning advantage. This has been tried again and again over the eons during which the game has been ongoing, always unsuccessfully, and now the rule breakers are being revealed and indicted. The game is in the process of being abandoned, prior to total termination, as people worldwide choose to awaken to the realization that only love is real, and then engage fully with it, their own true nature, and in so doing find their way home to an inner place or state of awareness where they once again know themselves as one with Mother, Father, God. It truly is game over. Many of you have been hearing for quite a number of years that humanity's collective awakening is very close, even imminent, and are beginning to have serious doubts about the validity of these uplifting messages. That is quite understandable, as you are constantly being bombarded by your media with horrific reports of catastrophes and disasters all over the world. So I would again remind you that the only real time is now. Attempting to address the reality of the now moment with the illusory flow of time, the waiting for time to pass before an expected event, the end of the working day, the end of college, the completion of a building, that is a major aspect of life in the material world, is very difficult. Nevertheless, it is very important to accept that time is illusory and that God's divine homecoming plan for humanity is precisely on schedule and that the moment of its most glorious fruition is almost upon you. Signs of this awakening in your world of form are appearing with increasing frequency as large numbers of massive untruths that have been told to you are unraveling and are being reported on in so many places. Because so many of them have been accepted as truth for so long, many people are having great difficulty believing that they can possibly have been so deceived by those whom they have been taught to trust and honor. Strongly held or ingrained beliefs are very difficult for people to doubt and then repudiate, because to do so will make them feel ashamed or stupid as they acknowledge they have allowed themselves to be so completely fooled. Nevertheless, it is most definitely happening on a wide scale. The truth cannot be hidden indefinitely. It is always hidden out of fear. It will always be revealed, and when it is, people often experience a great and unexpected sense of relief, because your real nature is to be truthful, and truth is always in alignment with love. To awaken is humanity's unalterable destiny, and has been since the moment the choice was made to manifest and engage with the illusion of separation from Mother, Father, God. Your awakening has been ongoing since the collective choice was made to experience separation, and in fact it happened almost immediately, as quite a large number of you instantly became aware that attempting to be separate was not a good idea. These ones who have remained with you while you have been playing the game are the driving force behind the awakening, because their love for you all is intense, and they have been working you throughout the eons to show you the way home. Now their work is approaching its conclusion, as vast numbers are coming to realize that only love is real, and are therefore choosing to engage only lovingly with others. Signs of this most wondrous realization can be seen in many areas. For instance, as those with illness and disabilities are finding themselves most beautifully supported as they undergo the physical suffering and discouragement for life with which these personal issues are constantly presenting them. Love in action is being massively demonstrated all across planet Earth, powerfully intensifying the desire and the intent that so many now hold to awaken into reality. Right now, your awakening is happening promptly and expeditiously, and is completely unstoppable and irreversible. You have chosen, and I cannot emphasize that word strongly enough, chosen to awaken now and without further ado, because your ongoing experience of separation, although unreal, can no longer be tolerated. You have most definitely had enough. Prepare, therefore, for unrestrained revelry and festivity as you return to oneness, and recognize with unimaginable delight the wonder of who you truly are. The welcome from the myriads of us who are enthusiastically anticipating this moment of your awakening will astound and delight you all. With so very much love, Saul.